The following is an audio recording of Drug War Propaganda from Hollywood, How Movies Toe the Line with Prohibition Ideology, published January 14, 2025, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
I thought I'd watch Smile 2 last night, since I had found Smile 1 reasonably enjoyable. This was a mistake, however, because the opening scene was pure drug war agitprop. It was clearly written to advance the notion that drugs are the problem, not prohibition. The movie begins with the efforts of a livid vigilante to punish a drug dealer whose recent gunplay had inadvertently killed a woman and her young child. Sure, that's evil. No one likes a wanton killer. But how much more evil were the politicians and other demagogues who created a world in which such people do such things? We did not have Americans torturing each other and firing guns carelessly in public before the war on drugs incentivized such extreme violence. And yet movies like Smile 2 keep reinforcing the idea that drugs and drug dealers are the problem, not prohibition, that we have only to crack down hard enough with vigilantes if needed, and the problem will go away, nay, that it is our duty to crack down and to erase drug dealers from the face of the earth. Just think about what the drug war has done here. Think about the movies that you've seen which feature extreme torture and extreme disregard for human life. Chances are that the vast majority of their plots concerned drug dealing. Does anyone see what's going on here? Substance prohibition has created the violence on which these movies are all too accurately based. And this is inexcusable because common sense psychology tells us that prohibition would do precisely this. People like to get rich, and there will always be a morally challenged minority which will go to extreme measures when extreme incentives are offered thanks to insane social policies like prohibition. This is another reason why the FDA is enormously biased when it comes to drug approval. Not only do they ignore the obvious positive effects of the drugs that they bash, but they also ignore the obvious negative effects of outlawing drugs. The FDA is supposedly all about keeping us safe, right? And yet by outlawing drugs, they are enabling torture and wholesale murder. And yet no one sees this, nor will they ever see this thanks to movies like Smile 2. Schopenhauer says that the truth will eventually be known, but I am beginning to wonder. I never thought of myself as a great genius, but the idiocy of the vast majority on these topics is beginning to swell my head. Either I am a genius, being the only one to recognize these obvious syllogistic truths, or there are a fair percentage of people out there who get this but are just not speaking up, or else they are hiding their knowledge in academic speak. Academic Philip Jenkin wrote about the drug war in Synthetic Panics in reasonably lucid prose, but his work has had limited effect for two reasons. One, he refrained from drawing any overt conclusions from the data that he had amassed, and two, he gave his book a title that did not even mention drugs. In other words, he shielded himself from mainstream criticism, but only at the cost of diminishing the impact of his book. Even factual and assumption-free movies about drug-related deaths are propaganda in the age of the drug war. They may not be propaganda in and of themselves, but collectively they are part of an obvious propaganda campaign, a campaign of censorship designed to make us associate drugs with nothing but death, dying, and dead-end streets.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Drug War Propaganda from Hollywood, How Movies Toe the Line with Prohibition Ideology, published January 14, 2025, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.